So what happens when we have any closure that is adjacent to the state highway? We are required as the city, even if we're not the applicant or it's not our event, to apply to the state to have that closure adjacent to the state highway, and that's their process to make sure that we provide adequate signage and closure barricades the way that they indicate that we should. So the applicants, although we're not the applicant for the closure, we are required to do that piece of it. So we handle that administrative part. And then we also, because we have the trucks with the lights and the security vests and everything, we actually want our crews to be in the street performing those closures and setting everything up for those closures. So it does take our street crews time and materials to get everything established and then come back and take everything down. So that is what that cost is related to, and that's why that's so high.